Amen. It's good to be here. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I grew up in church, like so many of us have said, and just probably said the salvation prayer 200 or 300 times growing up. God, come in my heart and save me. I didn't want to go to hell. I was scared of that hell. But I was always that same little mean, rebellious little boy. There never was a change. I never will forget. I was 33 years old. I was working down in Florida. Been through so much in my life. I had started off getting off in the just old gut rich and sin, messing with drugs and stuff. But somebody invited me to come to church. It was Larry Brown was preaching a revival down in Florida. And I went that night. I sat on the very back row and I got to looking around at the people fellowshipping before the service. And the Holy Spirit come to me and he showed me right then that I wasn't like a lot of people. I didn't have what they had. And I longed for it. They had something I didn't have. I knew sitting there that night that if I died, I'd go to hell for the first time in a long time, because I would battle with it. You're lost. No, you're saved. You're lost. No, you're saved. And it even got to the point where people was even making fun of me because I had supposedly got saved so many times. You know, and then, Steve's done got saved again. And it became really embarrassing, but that night, for the first time in my life, I knew that I would go to hell if I died. It scared me to death. And for some reason, God just didn't let me go down to the altar and say a little prayer. It just didn't work out that way.
It's all right, brother. It's all right.
It was about 7:30, and I would say it was probably about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when I finally got in.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
It took me a while. I sat there and I seen myself and all the sin. And I have to shamefully sit here. I wish I could say that my life, that's the one thing that I regret. I wish I could say that it went from that point and I done like I was supposed to do. I went back a few times and it really hurt me. Sin can just entangle stuff. It's just amazing what sin can do to a life. It's just unimaginable.
Yes, help.
But my life changed that night. I have to sadly say, I wished I'd have never went back, but I did.
Yes, sir.
But my life changed that night. God saved me. And I can't go out here and do like I used to do. I got a wonderful wife. There's no telling where I'd be without my wonderful wife.
Amen. Thank the Lord, sir.
Thank God for
Yes, sir.
I'm under good Bible preaching. I thank God for that. So many people are so messed up because they're messed in the wrong way. I thank God for my heritage. I thank God for the men that I've got to grow up under and set under. What a blessing. I thank God for it. He's been so good to me. Thank him. I look at these young people. Sometimes you just want to grab them and just shake them and try to get through to them. It's like you can't get a young person to listen to you anymore. I got a couple of kids of my own right now that are teenagers and they're starting to sort of head out in the wrong way. And I feel responsible for a lot of it because I didn't do like I should have done for several years. And my family needs prayer.
Yes, sir.
I need this meeting this week. I actually thought about maybe setting up here for a while this week. There's some things in my life
that
just ain't right. I need prayer. Mm-hmm. I need this week probably more than anybody here. I thank God. I thank God for this place. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Brother Steve, stay right there a second. I want every man that's preaching to come on forward.
Go up there. We're waiting.
Put your hand on them anywhere you can. Brother Williams, will you pray?
The scripture says about the blood.
children, that they would realize the blessed inheritance they have.
Yes.
That would drop the scales upon their eyes and their hearts, and that they would turn and come back to the Lord. But if I put a hedge of safety over this hole, that the arrows of the enemy could not be effectual. The Lord, we lift him up as near as we can, and just claim that special grace of his life and his family. Give him everything that he needs this day, and in the days and weeks and months ahead. Give victories, Lord, for Jesus' sake. And in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, folks, you notice something he said. He said, I was thinking of coming sitting up here. Now, why does he say that? Because I've often told people, if you're under conviction in the services, don't be waiting for some altar call.
That's right, yes, sir.
Just come on up and sit there like a mourner's bench. Just come on up and sit there, okay? Now, people know that you're being effective. Now, 10 years here, I think I've had 4 altar calls. If a man has my pulpit, he can have an altar call anytime he wants. If I give him my pulpit, you handle that pulpit just like you handle the pulpit. As far as I'm concerned, the altar call has become Nehushtan, that brass serpent that Hezekiah finally had to destroy. A great work of God by a great man of God that was so effectual for so many years, and then Hezekiah had the discernment to realize the worship of that thing. Nowadays, an altar call is just applause for a preacher.
That's what it is.
Place for everybody to go up. Okay. Ain't a bit of difference when they're done. Ain't a bit of difference next week. Ain't a bit of difference at the water cooler. Ain't a bit of difference in the school the next day. But at the same time, if God's dealing with you during the service, you come up here.
That's right, yes, sir.
You don't wait for someone. Come up. You saw somebody come up here yesterday when Brother Black was preaching. It touched him. He came up here. He prayed, all right, because he was being dealt with. Alright? Just feel free to do that. Feel free to come forward. Maybe this year we'll have our 5th altar call that I called. Alright? We've got others, other people that have been good. Okay?
That's right, yes, sir.
But I don't call them very often. But if for some reason you're under conviction and you know things aren't right in your life, come on, sit up here. Okay? Just sit up there.
Amen, Pastor.